Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And as we are recording this, we are coming off a moment of frustration with technology.
Yeah. Thankfully, you were very patient with it. I went out to the garden for a minute while you were messing with stuff.
As we were recording or starting to record this podcast, I had a significant hum in the...
It wasn't me either.
No, it was not you.
I do hum sometimes, so...
And I hum as well, but this was an annoying buzz in the background, and it took me a bit to figure out why in the recording we had such nonsense.
And I don't think the listeners would have appreciated that.
Not at all. So,
we're back.
We are back, and what we were talking about before is what a fantastic weekend we had at the Merck. And all the new people that showed up.
Oh my goodness. We had so many, I think, really, except for special events, for just a regular weekend opening, I am sure that we had more new people this week than we ever have.
I think you're right. And as we ask people when they come in how they found us, most of them responded on Facebook.
Yeah, the majority were either Facebook or Instagram. And most of them said that they had followed us for a long time, and they always wanted to come to the farm, and apparently this was the weekend.
Well, it was a beautiful weekend. It was hot, but we have air conditioning inside the Merck.
Yeah, we have air conditioning, so that was a bonus. But, you know, one of the things that we have mentioned on this podcast is that our social media sometimes doesn't reach as many people as we would like to. And social media is set up, particularly our Facebook and Instagram accounts, so that they would like for us to pay to get more people to see our posts. And we just can't afford to do that. We don't have a marketing budget, per se.
We are a small business, and we enjoy being a small business, but the way that our followers can help support our small business is to share, comment, and like any of those posts that they see.
And apparently that is working.
Yes.
Because we do pay for some advertising, but, you know, as I said, we can't pay for very much. And so those of you who post pictures of things that you've bought here, make comments even on the post, because in that, apparently, I don't understand what the algorithms are, but apparently that encourages, or more people see the post if there's a comment or like, or, you know, so if you do any of that, sharing is really helpful. That really helps us a lot, and we appreciate that so much.
We absolutely do. And we do know that some of you are not on social media, and I totally get that, respect that, but almost everyone has email. So you can also sign up for our email list and get information about the farm through that. So that's another way to be in touch with us and know what's going on here at the farm.
And we have a website.
Now, yes.
We don't put a lot of announcements up there, but...
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should do that. That might be another way to communicate
yes.
with people. And if you want to communicate, if you have some ideas of better ways that we can communicate with others, let us know, because we do understand that not everyone's on social media. If it wasn't for the business, I might not be on
right.
social media. But it does help our business. And, you know, we want to get the message out to people. And if you have friends that you know that aren't on social media, tell them about the farm. If you like what we're doing, and we would appreciate that.
That's right. As we continue to move into summer, the produce is coming into season, and I am super excited about that.
Yeah, last night we had a farm-to-table meal, which this time of year, oh my gosh, it was just wonderful. And, you know, we had our own salad blend and radishes and onions and chive blossoms, and it was just, it just took it up a notch. And
it's so much fun to cook that way.
Yeah, and it's so much fun for me to harvest and bring things in. And we had such a good weekend produce-wise, and grateful for Martha's produce, because that really, we sold out of all produce that in 2 days.
Yes.
That we put out. So I harvest on Saturday morning too, because we had sold out on Friday. And so I harvested on Saturday, and we sold out again.
Yes.
So those are good, very good things. But I did reserve a little bit for us. So
I'm always happy when
I
you do that.
I tucked a little bit away and hid it from myself so that I wouldn't have the be tempted to sell that too. But we got some for us, and I think there are a lot of people in this area that had some fresh produce. One lady in particular, I remember, I just harvested radishes, probably the last ones for a while because it's getting hot. And she was so excited to have fresh garden radishes. She said the ones in the store just are not the same.
And that's true.
And we had someone last week that bought radishes, and she just kind of, you know, wipe the dirt off a little bit and start eating them right here. so that, I love to
now
see
that.
Now
that's fresh.
That's very fresh.
So you also have planted a bunch of tomato plants?
Yeah, I was going to limit to 50 this year.
That sounds like a lot to me, but
it's really not. I mean, a lot of the small farms will have 500 or so. I personally don't want to take care of that many, and you know, that's not what we're about. So bless them for doing that. But you know, I said 50 was our limit this year, and I counted last week, and so far I've planted 88.
I think some of that's probably my fault for requesting so many paste tomatoes.
Yeah, but we need those.
We do. We eat a lot of tomato products, and we are almost completely out of sauce that I've stored up. So time to make sauce.
Yes. And so we have, yeah, I have probably 25 or so of those are paste tomatoes. So those are mostly for us. Probably all for us, but I think we'll have, hopefully we'll have a good year. So far they're doing great, and I know Martha has some beautiful, she always has beautiful tomato varieties that will just add to, particularly the garden bags.
Yes.
We'll start doing those in a couple weeks, and we're excited about that. We do have a waiting list.
Yes, if those. You would like to be on the waiting list, shoot us an email or a text and let us know. We do have our set route sold out right now, but we are running a waiting list in case we have extra produce, or if someone's going to be on vacation, doesn't need their produce bag for the week, we will reach out to the waiting list and see if anybody is interested. So you are not out of produce just because you're not on the
That's
produce
right. And
route.
We will have some available here, even if it's not in a bag, you know, whatever. I have 88 tomato plants, so hopefully at least half of those will make it and produce, and that will be a lot of tomatoes. So we will still have a farm stand here, like we did last year, and we'll still sell that. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully we'll have even more garden bags available.
That would be exciting.
It would be.
I love doing the delivery route. I'm starting to plan that already, get everyone's address logged in, and that's going to be fun. If you do want deliveries and you're within 15 miles of the farm, we also will deliver our other products to you.
Right.
If you are a garden bag enrollee, you can add additional items to your delivery as well.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted because Ivy just ran through the room with a coaster in her mouth.
This little kitten is hysterical. She does the craziest things. But yeah, she has a coaster.
Yes, now she's in the floor playing with the coaster. So she seems happy with that. So anyway, yes, we have produce is coming on like crazy. We had some beautiful greens this week. And you know, it is a fun time of the year for the gardener, and I'm excited to do these deliveries too.
I am too. And I've been thinking about and creating some new dishes in the kitchen. The law in Illinois for cottage food producers is changing.
Yay.
So it's really going to open up some new avenues for us in terms of product and sales, so we will keep you informed about all of that. It's not law yet, but we are planning and looking forward to how that is going to open up some possibilities for us. In the meantime, I'm still making jam as fast as I can possibly make it with fruit we have in the freezer.
Jam is popular. This week you made red raspberry, and we had red raspberry saved from last fall, because we have raspberries that produce in the summer and the fall, and some that seem like they produce for a really long time.
I know.
But we'll take them all. And
that's
love
right.
Them. That was very popular.
Extremely
this week.
Popular.
The seedless red raspberry was very popular.
And we might have had some of that this morning on English muffins.
Well, we had to.
We have to test the product.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to have stuff out there that we haven't tested. Although this week was a good example. I had baby turnips for the first time, and I've never grown those before, but I thought I'd try them this year because babies, you know, the baby produce is just so fun to me. And so we had some of those for the first time, and customers were asking what they tasted like. I was a little embarrassed that we hadn't tried them.
Yeah, note to self, we'll be trying some baby turnips this week just to do a taste test.
Yeah, we need to try what we sell so that we can tell people what they taste like and how to use them.
That's
because
right.
Because those are common questions. What do they taste like? Now what do you do with it?
We'll get to that this week, doing some testing in the kitchen. And we also have decided for Memorial Day weekend this year, we're going to take some time off and be closed.
Yes, I think it's, we were talking about this yesterday, and we think it's been maybe 25 years, at least 20, that we've had a Memorial Day weekend off.
Right. Nothing,
like nothing
planned.
Nothing scheduled.
Right. So we're looking forward to that, being able to catch up on a few things, mostly rest.
Yes.
And relaxation.
And that will make us better. It'll make our business better. And so we had a few customers that were a little disappointed we wouldn't be available this coming week with produce and baked goods and jam and, you know, all the stuff people love. But, you know, they understand and they supported us, and we will be back the first week in June.
That's right. So the Mercantile will be open again on June 4th and 5th from noon to 4 each day. We will get the message out. We'll probably be offering scones that weekend. So we'll get the message out about the flavors and how to order. And I don't know what else we'll have, but it could be a few surprises, particularly from the garden.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, the garden is doing very well. We're in that kind of weird time when we have the cool weather crops. So yesterday, in between customers, which we had, I don't know how many times we had to keep going back out, but it was great. We did start working on a shade cloth area. So got the frame of that built in between customers yesterday.
That's right. So that was handy.
So that we can shade some lettuce and beets and things that are getting too hot right now, because we would like to have those available. So
we are continuing to make improvements in those kinds of things. We were talking just this morning about a couple other little details around the crib and the Merc that we're going to
we're
get
tweaking
finished.
Those
That's
now.
Right. So You have to keep coming back
not
to see what
in
we've
the
done.
Weird sort of way, but
no, not
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So, a gardening tip. I guess I need to get to that real quickly.
Yes.
The gardening tip for this week is to pinch those first blooms on your peppers and tomato plants. It's hard to do. And, you know, when you see those, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have tomatoes soon. And as a gardener, you really want, there's kind of this pride issue, I guess, that, you know, you want to be the first one to have a tomato and pepper and all those things. Your plants will be better. You have better fruit if you pinch those first blooms. So try to pinch those if you can, pinch them off. And then the next time they bloom, let them go ahead and do that. So that's my garden tip this week. So a kitchen tip this week?
So my kitchen tip is to find an old cookbook or an old recipe box. I've been doing this myself, going through an old recipe box of my mother's and making those recipes, thinking about them, and thinking about the time in which those were created or were a thing, which was probably in the 50s and 60s. And it's really been a lot of fun to go back and create some of those dishes. So my tip or encouragement to you is to find one of those old time, I say old time, go back to the 20s if you'd like. My current work is in the 50s and 60s. But go back and find one of those and make it and enjoy that food and enjoy the experience of eating from a different time frame. And it's even better if it is a family recipe.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mini vacation.
That's right.
It's kind of weird, but it's a mini food vacation.
Yes. So enjoy that.
So another good week. We will hope to see everyone back on June 4th and 5th. And until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.